This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Older adults are increasingly turning to cannabis to self-medicate. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports, researchers in our region are trying to understand this cohort's motivations to help them navigate complex medical decisions.
Researchers surveyed about 170 people 60 or older about why they wanted to purchase edible cannabis products. These adults were in Colorado, where recreational marijuana is legal, and they weren't trying to get high, but to manage pain, sleep, or mental health concerns.
They essentially started to run out of options and wanted to turn to something new.
That's Rebecca Delaney, a population health scientist at the University of Utah and an author on a new study analyzing the survey results. She says many respondents were choosing cannabis to avoid pharmaceuticals, but many had concerns about side effects. Delaney says the research could help physicians better meet the needs of their patients.
They want to help, but they also need more information and training.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
And in addition to Colorado, cannabis is also legal for recreational use in Montana, Nevada, New Mexico, and Arizona, and for medical use in Utah. But it remains illegal in Idaho and Wyoming. And Colorado Parks and Wildlife is reminding people to give elk plenty of space during calving season. This is after a man was injured during an elk attack in Estes Park. CPW says the cow stomped the man Saturday after he stepped outside his home near Lake Estes. He was later taken to the hospital. This follows several recent elk encounters across the Front Range, including a woman who was charged while walking her dog near Evergreen Lake. And it's 11:06, and you're listening to CPR News.